Hi everyone, and welcome to the Charmed Podcast. My name is Thomas and I am one huge Charmed fan, which is why I am bringing you all things Charmed together with my friends. Each week I am talking with a different guest about a different topic. We will talk episodes, storylines, which we may or may not have liked, all about the actresses, the actors, their characters, and of course, if you're lucky, some behind the scenes info. Please let me know if you have any suggestions or feedback on how to make this podcast just as magical as the show was. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook as Podcast Charmed. Welcome to another new episode of the Charmed Podcast. This week will be a lovely episode because we're talking about the love story that is Piper and Leo. The relationship between Piper and Leo is the longest running and arguably the favorite among fans. Leo was first introduced as the handyman and soon became a major love interest for Piper. Piper and Leo's relationship has spanned the whole series and has been a source of both extreme happiness and extreme heartbreak for the both of them. Though they have endured endless struggles, they are destined to be together. Always. This week, I am joined by one of my dear friends from the future, New Zealand, a huge Piper and Leo fan, Cindy. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, thank you.
I'm so excited.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited you're here. So, as I said, you are from the future. And since you're 12 hours, no, what was it? 10 hours.
10 hours ahead of you.
Yes. So now we are on the same day, but when we try to, you know, make an appointment, you are always in the future.
Yeah, forever stuck in the future.
So how is the future?
The future's in lockdown at the moment, so it's not
okay.
That great.
So I believe we also met on Of course, we met on Twitter. I meet everyone on Twitter.
Yeah.
And we actually met Paris.
Paris. Oh,
yeah. I was also your leg rest.
You were double leg rest.
I was, yes. Such an exciting weekend was that in Paris.
Paris was amazing. Meeting so many faces and just being together.
Yeah, that's fun.
I can't wait to have it again.
I know. We should. Maybe because I don't see any charm convention happening soon. Like, not in Paris. Because all the companies that did it went broke and never paid anyone. So I don't see that happening anytime soon.
You know, we really need to, like, just do our own. I mean, we've talked about it for so long.
Yes.
As a group, we just need to hold our own convention. I mean, we've got like enough of us here that can like plan it and want to plan it and work at it. So,
and we would have only fun people, which,
yes,
we would only have fun and champagne. Otherwise, Janine won't come. So,
no, she won't.
She won't.
And there's probably a few guests that wouldn't come without champagne as well. Maybe.
Nah, not saying any names, but oh well. So, Piper and Leo. For me personally, it was growing up watching them was like, I want that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
I'm probably not the only one, but it was just, they were like so cute.
Yeah, there was, there's actually a line from the show that Phoebe says that it's a love that all girls dream of, and well, guys as well. It's definitely, the relationship that, because when I started watching it, I was in like my mid teenage years, so like, you know, 15, 16, and you know, that was around the time that, you know, you kind of, you know, you start dating and you look to TV couples, and Charmed was my show at that time. So Piper and Leo was what I wanted and still want. I'm still looking for my Leo.
I think I found my Leo.
Oh,
no. Yeah. So at the beginning, when Leo was first introduced, it was that Phoebe had some sort of a thing for Leo.
Yeah, yeah. So in the first episode that he came into it, both Piper and Phoebe had a liking for Leo. And then Prue basically convinced and told Phoebe that she only likes him because Piper wants him and that she should let Piper have him.
Yeah, the truth episode.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like, I was literally just watching these scenes like an hour ago, and it just, those first couple of scenes of Piper and Leo first meeting and trying to work out what they feel for each other in those really early episodes, like that kind of awkward where I think he likes me and I like him, but I can't say anything and I don't know what to do.
And the awkwardness everyone has when you're, you know, starting to like someone.
Yeah.
You're trying to figure out, like, okay, what's her feeling or his feeling? Like,
yeah, and what move to make.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the move. Oh, yeah.
What move to make, what to say. And
definitely what not to say. Yeah.
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 yeah, it was all like really rewatching again. To be honest, I haven't watched Charmed in a while, so rewatching it again just gave me like all those little butterflies in your stomach that you get, and seeing such a young Piper and Leo.
Oh my god, yes, they were like they were like babies. Like, we were babies watching
literally
it,
but they were
like babies doing the job. It's insane.
But yeah, those first couple episodes was, I think it really set the basis for their relationship.
I think so too.
In the coming seasons. And then, yeah, obviously, you know, we move forward from that into, you know, the truth is out there episode where the truth spell happens and
the
Piper works up the courage.
Yes.
For the first kiss. Yeah. Which is still one of my favorite moments in the entire season.
It's one of my favorite Piper and Leo scenes in general.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
And also I feel like it's more Holly, like Holly-ish than Piper.
Piper, like, yeah.
You know, it's just, it's what I talked about before. It's like sometimes Holly comes to the surface when she should be Piper, but it's more Holly, in my opinion, with some things. Or how she says stuff or how she looks. And I'm like, girl, you're not even acting at the moment.
Yeah, that's like the entire last half of the series for me.
It's just, oh yeah, Holly. It's only Holly. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there was a really great moment, that first kiss there. And of course, it was under the truth spell, so Leo technically didn't really remember it.
Yeah, I wonder that, because he was a white lighter. Like, didn't he really remember it? Or, I don't know.
Yeah, there was, so I thought it was quite strange too, how he didn't remember that.
It's just a question that I have right now that I'm like, is he really not remembering it? Or is he just like playing it? Although everything that happened in the first season after that the continuation like didn't happen, like he said the elders were named the founders, and I've never seen him fill up a glass or heat up a cup of tea or after that, so it was just healing, orbing and levitating sometimes, and that's it. So
that's actually a really interesting question now that I think about it. I guess it just goes down to season one was where they were trialing everything and they were so new to the show that they didn't know how it was going to play out, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, no, I mean, he falls under all their other magic spells they do later in the series. So maybe it was just one of those things that they were like, nah, he's going to do this. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. And then I was trying to count how many times Leo left and came back to Piper in season one, and there was just far too many for me to try and count. I was like, he left in this episode, then he came back in this episode, and then he left again, and then he came back again.
He left, and that's a lot of times. Yes,
he did, and I'm guessing that's probably why there's, and we'll get to this when we get into season two, but that's probably why a lot of people say that Dan is the true love for Piper. But I'm going to put that to the side.
Yes, we're gonna go there. We're parking it right now, and we will go there. Yes. So after the Truth episode, he came back for, I believe, episode 14.
He came back for the brief episode with the young boy Max.
Yes.
He came back very brief in that episode. And then he left again. And then...
Oh, no, he's also back with Melinda. Because he heals the Book of Shadows. So that's between the Truth episode and the other episode, which name I forgot.
With Max, yeah.
With Max, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember that one. And then he comes back one last time in the final episode.
I think he comes back in Lawford, so the second to last episode season one, which is a huge Piper and Leo episode for that season, if you will.
It's massive.
It's massive, yes.
Massive. Yeah, I mean, they, you know, Piper finally admits to loving Leo in that episode, and they're switching powers. That's such a powerful scene in the attic.
Yeah, and they just...
He's up there.
Yeah, and it's all major because they all figure out what Leo basically is. Like, he is a white lighter, he has powers.
Yeah.
Even though Phoebe told them.
And they laughed. But
they laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, no, that's such a powerful scene, that last one. In the attic. And then when they finish off the episode and Piper and Leo are sitting up in the attic, just under the window on that little couch thing. And, you know, he says that he would give up his wings for her. That's kind of the first time that, you know, he really kind of put himself out there and said, I'm going to do this for you. And then Piper said, no, you have to carry on with what you're doing. And he left yet again.
Yet again, yes.
Yet again.
Although I believe Brian was only for 3 or 6 episodes. And I think that they, at the end, made him come back for season 2 because everyone was such a Piper and Leo fan, if you will. Yep. Like, everyone wanted them to be together.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of season 1, I mean, the only other love story we really had going on was Prue and Andy. And of course, that ended in the end of season 1.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that they were kind of going, well, we have to go into season 2 with some sort of storyline. And yeah, Leo was such a favorite.
Yes, and still is.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, I was so pissed when he wasn't in the entire final season. Like, I couldn't care for Daryl because he was annoying anyway, but Leo?
I don't understand how Daryl lasted so long.
Same. Although I figured out that there's one of the seasons, I believe it's season 6, where he has the least episodes he is in. Like, I think
season
6, Daryl only appears in like 6 or 7 episodes or something.
Is that the season that he almost dies? Or is that season 7?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm done with the Halliwells. Don't want to know you guys anymore. See you later.
But it's because season 6 is mostly about Chris. Like, it's a Chris season. So, he wasn't needed.
No, we should have had Leo for that whole last season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So then we go to season two, which is first appearances for Morality Bites.
Morality Bites.
The future episodes. Episode.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I had issues with this being the first episode of season two.
It's the second.
Oh, it's the second.
Yeah. Like the first one is Witch Trial, where they go naked. In the woods.
I'm being so mixed up here.
And then, because in the first episode of season two, they meet Dan, which I found weird that Piper is like almost drooling and trying to, you know, compete with Phoebe again. And then in the next episode, Leo comes back and she is like, no, I love you. And I'm...
Yeah.
So I didn't really get that, but oh well.
Yeah, so Morality Bites. Travel to the future, see that they're married, divorced, and they have the daughter, Melinda.
Melinda, yep.
There wasn't really a lot in that episode. Obviously, it was more focused around Phoebe and...
Yeah, and her...
What was happening to her.
Yeah. Well, we do find out that they are... I mean, this is a different future than what we initially got because Prue was still alive and Prue was blonde. Like, I was like,
yeah, that, no that didn't work for me.
But we do figure out that they are married or separated and that the daughter Piper has is from Leo. So it's not really a huge Piper Leo episode, but, you know, oh well. Then we have the Devil's Music. Then he's back, which is episode 4 for season 2.
Oh yeah,
because Piper is like, I got this all on my own, and then it's like, no,
I did that.
I messed
she
up.
She was pissed off.
Pissed off, yeah. But I thought that Leo was a little bit annoying in season 2. Like, I love Piper and Leo together, but
yeah,
after she finally chose to be with Leo, he just I always get when they have their first normal date, you know,
yeah,
in chick flick. And he goes like Piper says something like, I'm sorry for the bad date. And he goes like, it was okay. I was with you.
It was perfect. I was
with you. Yeah. And I'm like, no, dude, no.
He was very, I mean, Leo never really had a lot of rage and angst to him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a little bit in the later half of the series, absolutely, but in the first half of the series he was very much like the soft pacifist type angel white lighter, and I think in season 2 that really comes through because once he saves Piper and has his wings clipped and becomes mortal and starts working for it P3, he becomes very much like a puppy, you know,
for sure,
very lost and just trying to follow Piper and
everywhere,
yeah,
like a puppy, yeah,
yeah. that's the only way I can describe it,
yeah, for sure.
But I think that was because, yeah, he was he was lost at that stage in the series, he had just had his wings clipped, he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't have Piper. I think that was a little bit of it as well.
I do think it's kind of cute that he kept fighting for her. Like, okay, this is the woman I want to be with. This is the woman I love. And I don't care if she is with someone else, but she's going to be mine. That's, you know, in my head, what he was thinking.
Well, it's like, that's romantic in a way. You know, it's his true love. He's doing everything
he can. What
girls
dream of.
He's doing everything he can to win her back and to be with her.
Yes.
Just on a side note, I didn't like that dishwasher episode because Jenny was in it and she was annoying.
It's just an overall pretty boring episode.
Yeah.
The Devil's Music. And I like the Piper and Leo stuff. But Jenny is just, no. I don't even get why they wrote her in. Like, I know you have to introduce a new character like Dan. But why with a niece?
It made no sense.
She could
and
have
she was just annoying.
Yeah, as fuck. So
she served no purpose to the show.
No, definitely not. We also have a powerful or a huge Piper and Leo episode is the P3H2O.
Yeah.
Which also is a base for the Paige storyline later on because of Sam and Patty.
Yeah, that's a big episode, that one. When they have to sit out and reading the letters, and everything in the letters is exactly what they feel for each other. And one of my favorite moments in this episode and probably in that season is when they realize that they have to get this information up to Prue, and Piper's like, we can't drive, we won't get it quick enough, what can we do? And Leo's like, we can orb. And the way she just like folds herself into him, and he just puts his arms around her, there's just something about it that just gives you butterflies in your stomach.
It's like she has this comfort with him, like, okay, I'm with him, I'm okay, so I don't care where we I'm safe. Yes.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite moments in that episode, that bit there. And then of course they land up at the lake, and he let goes of her and she almost falls over.
Yeah. But she got used to it in the end.
Yeah, she does. But yeah, that's a big one. And then when they go down onto the wharf, and Leo goes running after Piper, and she stops and freezes him exactly the way Patty did with Sam.
Yeah, it's. I thought that was nice that they did it the same, because it.
Yeah.
I mean, she has basically the same love story, if you will, as her mother, which I think is that they did that nicely, that she did it the same way as her mother did.
Yeah, that's definitely a powerful and emotional scene, that one.
Yeah.
And I think they did it really well to portray it.
Yeah.
So one of my other episodes that I do like in the season too is the one with the witch Toowoomba. And she comes out as a
Tuatha.
Tuatha.
Yes. Oh yeah. That's all black magic, I believe.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes in the season as well. And there's some good Piper and Leo scenes in that one, because it's before they get back together in this one.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. At the end of the episode,
it's funny how they how she comes. It's in the beginning of that episode that she comes in with Dan after smooching around on the porch and, you know, by the car, and then they come back in, and you can see in Leo's face, he's like, oh no, and Piper is like, oh dear.
Shit.
Yeah.
You're not meant to be here.
No.
But yeah, that's pretty hard scene at the end of the episode where they're in the kitchen and she's just like, no, stay away from me. It gets all confusing when you come close to me. You just do your job and I'll just do mine.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. And I was like, no, Piper, what you doing?
Yeah.
Although I did like her with Dan. like I mean, we parked it, now it's back on the road again. I liked her with Dan because I think Dan, like, excuse me, he didn't do anything wrong. Like, he didn't treat her badly. He was just good for her. But then she figured out she was in love with Leo. Yeah. And then she made the right call. Like, you know.
I think with Dan, she felt more free.
Yeah.
With Leo, like, you know, she was constantly, you know, worried about their elders, you know, them spying on them and what they would think, and Leo being taken away. And, you know, with Dan, she didn't have to worry about anything like that. She could just
be herself. Yeah.
And be in a relationship and not have to worry about all those added extras that came with being in a relationship with an angel. So that's what I noticed, and that's what I liked about that Piper Dan storyline.
Although she didn't have to, with Leo, she didn't have to hide her witch
secret. She didn't.
And that's something that she had to do with Dan.
Because she did eventually obviously tell Dan, and he wasn't very
in the final
receptive.
Episode.
Yeah, he wasn't very receptive of it.
No, but can you blame him? Like, he turned old in a day, and then there was like a snake demon throwing fire and Leo orbing and Piper freezing stuff. So I couldn't really blame him.
Yeah. But I guess one of the other biggest moments of season two that we kind of skipped over a little bit was when Leo healed Piper.
From the Awakened fever.
Yeah, in Awakened. Like, that was a massive moment in the season. And of course, that's what Leo's wings got clipped for the first time.
Yeah.
For the first time. And how, you know, Piper woke up in the hospital and the first thing she says is Leo. And Dan sitting there next to her, which I'm sorry, but I take a little bit of joy in.
I do too, but I'm also like, oh, poor Dan. It's like, I like, what if my boyfriend is like in the hospital and he wakes up after something happened and he says, I don't know, Glenn instead of my name. I don't know. And then and I would be like, fuck you.
Yeah. You'd be, absolutely heartbroken, of course.
Yes.
But yeah, you think that after hearing that, potentially Dan might have got the hint a little bit, but he kept persisting with Piper for a few more episodes after that.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, but for him, it didn't work out.
No, but they also weren't really a couple anymore, in my opinion. Like, after Awakened, they weren't really the couple they were before.
And
then, because Leo was more in the picture, because of course Brian got a contract, was added to the main cast, so there wasn't really much going on with Piper and Dan anymore.
Yeah, and without Piper, Dan's character was irrelevant, really. Yeah. So
yes. it was kind of like his niece, like, you know, go away, you're annoying now.
Season two was actually a big Piper and Leo season. There was so many episodes. I was going through it all. There was so many episodes in that season, and every episode had something about them in it.
That's basically from season two on. Like, every season is a pretty major Piper and Leo season, because they come back everywhere. Like, they are like centric of the story, whether they are together or separated. It's always about Piper and Leo.
they are charmed. I mean, I know the show is about the girls, but the essence of the show, it comes in from that Piper and Leo storyline, I think, because it's like the ultimate love story that just goes on, and in the end it prevails.
I think it has so. Also, as Phoebe says in the episode, that they're getting married after Astor Prue leaves, and you know, and Piper walks out, that Phoebe says, Piper and Leo's love has touched us all. And yeah. I think yeah. that's for everyone watching. I watched you that episode it. Yesterday, and I heard her say that, and I was like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
They did touch yeah. us all, and by all, they did. Not the family, but just the fans and everyone watching, like,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. And like one of my other favorite things in this season is the Valentine's Day episode.
Oh yeah, with the card.
With the card. And for me, the front, like, Leo didn't even need to write anything in that card. He could have just given an empty card to Piper and that would have been enough. Yeah. The "for you" on the front and the "always" in the inside, like, that is all he needed to say, because that is them.
Yeah.
He's for her, and it's always.
Yeah.
It's always Piper and Leo. That card was picked out really well.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was just so powerful, those three words.
Yeah, it's also, yeah. No, just, yeah. Just powerful three words. Yes.
Yeah, that really is.
Is that also the episode that she figures out that she, oh, no, that's the episode after. That she figures out that she loves Leo more than Dan.
Is it one or two episodes after? Because it's part of my past.
Oh yeah, that's in between.
I think part of my past is in between them.
It's yeah. in between. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a cool episode. I like that episode because
I love that episode.
Leo's not, he's a bit more kind of a bit more feisty in that one. Yeah. Old past life Leo. I like that one. I like that.
I also like that. I think it's also the first episode Brian is added to the main cast. Part of my past, from that moment on, he's on or in the opening credits and no longer a guest star. But what I also like is when Phoebe comes back from the future, or the past, sorry, and she tells Piper and Prue and Leo that Piper and Leo were married, mm-hmm. or that he was an ex and that she was now with past Dan. And then Leo goes like, yeah, I hope Piper learned from her mistakes. And
I'm yeah. like, when they're up in the bedroom, that bedroom, yeah. That's one of my favorite scenes in that episode, actually. And Piper gets a little bit stroppy with Leo because he didn't tell her that they were lovers in the past.
Yeah.
And he didn't want her, he didn't want that to influence her decision in the present.
Which he didn't do. But
yeah,
oh well. Yeah. So yeah, part of my past camp is in between, which is, I don't know if it's a major Piper and Leo episode. I don't think
It's not, but it has. I know, I like it. It gives you an element to the love story, like,
yeah.
it allows you to see that they are meant to be, they are forever, because they were together in the past.
They were together in the future, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's life should happen as well.
Yeah. It's the full circle of their relationship. Yeah. That's why I liked it. And then we have Give Me a Sign.
Yeah, which that is the episode that she figures out where her heart lies.
And I've seen this episode so many times that when I was writing down my notes for it, I didn't even need to watch the episode to do the last line. I was just like, I never needed a sign to tell me where my heart lies.
And that's, it's just so powerful. Like,
it is.
her look and how he is. I think he's working in P3 because they all like season two always ended in P3, like them P3. Having a drink and whatever, and you know, so they were in P3, and then the way she looks at him is just yes,
yeah, it's or, you, it's,
yay, finally,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's you, it's always been you,
yeah,
and now we just have to make it work.
Yeah, so the episode after that, which is Murphy's
Luck, yeah,
which is an amazing episode. It's a great episode. I love that episode.
Yeah,
is where she's trying to tell him, or where she actually tells him that she loves him.
Yeah,
more.
You're the
than
one that
Dan.
I really love.
Yeah, but then he needs to, you know, like take a step back because she needs to tell Dan, and he's away for a few more weeks. Months,
yep.
But it's weeks or months. I
weeks. Thought, I think it's weeks.
I think she says weeks. Yeah. Which I'm like, you can't do that to a dude, or like to a girl. Like,
well,
okay,
you,
I love you, but we can't do anything. We can't date. We can't, you know, because I have another. Huh? Well, I need to like.
I love you. I love you. We're gonna make out a little bit, but now I'm gonna put you on stop and freeze you.
Yeah, and wait for another 2 weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, you can do that.
No, that was pretty, yeah, pretty harsh.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's Piper being true to herself and doing the right thing by Dan, so.
Which is.
And that's the Piper that
which
we
Which is good. Like Piper is doing something for herself, which is, that's a good thing. You just can't let him wait for 2 weeks.
No. And then we have, oh, then Piper does break up with Dan in the next episode. And that's how to make a quilt out of Americans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing too great about that episode.
It's a boring episode. I don't even like the episode. It's just.
It's
a filler episode. Like they
massively
needed,
popular opinion.
Yeah, like it's they had the episode because they needed 22 episodes for the season, and this is one episode to fill in.
Yeah, so we scoot by that one.
Yes, we do.
And we come to Chick Flick,
which is like
undoubtedly everyone's favorite episode of the season.
Yes, for sure.
And we have to.
Their first date
in the restaurant. And that's where he says that she says, I just wanted tonight to be perfect.
Yeah.
And your favorite line, it was.
I was with you. I can't. No. If my boyfriend would say that stuff to me, we would be over. Like,
yeah, it's very cheesy.
Cheesy, way too cheesy. Don't do it. So if you're starting dating right now and you're listening to this, don't say lines like that.
But I liked that scene. That whole restaurant scene was funny with Dan and Amelia.
Amelia. Someone just work with Amelia?
Yeah. And then freezing the room because it all just becomes too much.
Yeah.
That's a good scene.
And also they when they are in the movie theater and that she actually wanted to snuck into the back with Leo and watch the movie, and then the demon comes out, and it's just there are a lot of like small things where you can see that they are a couple right now.
Yeah.
Because
little cute
Dan
things.
Knows. Yeah. And you know, like they are starting to maybe really know each other.
Yeah. And they like hold hands in that episode as well.
Yeah.
And they walk into like little cute things like that.
Yeah, it's just really cute. And then there's like, I think the rest of the second season is Piper and Leo related the most, because like there's always something happening in those episodes, which is connected to Piper and Leo.
Yes, yeah. Season two was very, very much all about Piper and Leo and their relationship and the start of their journey. And then it finishes with them going off to the elders.
Yes. Which I still found weird, but okay. I don't know. Like, time didn't move. Like, she was wearing the same clothes when we come back for season three, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, no.
Yeah, we never really did find out what actually went on up there anyway.
No, but that's because they blocked her memory or something. Like, the longer she was back, the fussier it got.
But Leo would surely remember.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. This is true.
But yeah, enter into season three.
Which is a major Piper and Leo season.
It's another big one.
It's Piper and Leo and Phoebe and Cole. Those are the major storylines for that season.
Yeah. And one works out reasonably well, the other one kind of doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, Piper and Leo worked out. Phoebe and Cole did work out for that season, but was destroyed in the next season. So. Yeah. Yeah.
I found it interesting, though. I quite liked the two different love stories. Look, Phoebe was never a character I kind of liked until kind of more so the back end of this series.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked that they made her and Cole's love story / love journey really different and complete opposite to Piper and Leo's, but in the same aspect it was still similar in that they still had the same magical bumps and hurdles that they had to overcome in their relationship as did Piper and Leo.
Yeah, I also think that Phoebe and Cole speaks to people because I think everyone can relate to the fact that you're falling for the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't everyone, like, even I, like, I think everyone, whether you're a man in love with women or whatever you love, everything is okay. But you can, like, fall for the bad guy. Like, everyone has that. So
yeah,
I think that's something that was good that they put that in. Like, you know, that, okay, it didn't turn out great, but it was nice to watch, for me at least. Like, at first I was like, I want what Piper and Leo have, and then I saw Phoebe and Cole and I was like, no, I want what they have. And then
it's kind of a little bit of perfection versus reality, a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, Piper and Leo is this dream relationship, this eternal love that everybody wishes for.
Yeah.
And Phoebe and Cole, well, they are that, you know, that strong internal love as well. They were more, I guess, realistic for people because they had the ups and downs, and Piper and Leo did as well, but they always worked theirs out.
Yeah. Or I think they worked theirs out differently. Like, it was more relatable because it was more normal. Like, even though Leo had powers and it was nothing like a normal relationship, but they handled the stuff as normal people. And Phoebe and Cole did that differently because he was a demon and he had to be vanquished. So the entire story is different.
Definitely. Season three, and I think this is probably why season three is a fan favorite.
Yeah, for sure.
It's because it gives everybody a little bit of something. Like, there's something in season three for everyone.
Except for Prue.
Poor Prue. Oh, season three, like, yeah, it's definitely a fan favorite. It's definitely a cast favorite as well. I do like season three, but it's generally not a season that I go to watch.
Well, I think that you can, the change from season two to season three is just really noticeable. Like, you can see that Constance isn't there anymore. Like, they changed the direction of the show. Like, even though it was still about the three sisters and them being witches, but it was more dark. That is something I do like. I like the more dark stuff. What I don't like is them changing into like a lot of stuff, which mostly happens after season five. But you know, I was like, no, don't do that. But you know, I like the change. I love to watch season three because it's more action. There's more action instead only just a vanquish and a freeze or a premonition here and there.
Yeah, one of my favorite episodes in that season three is the fairy episode, and I mean that's a massive Piper and Leo episode because it's been Leo's been taken away by the elders for them trying to get married, and then Piper, you know, goes on strike from the elders, says that she's not going to be saving any more innocents unless they send Leo back to her, and
very powerful scene.
Massively, massively powerful.
Yeah.
And she puts it all aside and helps save the little girl. And we get Leo back. But the favorite thing, and this is not even Piper and Leo related, but the favorite thing in that episode 100% is Prune Phoebe on that stage in P3, like hands down. You can't deny it. That is the best scene in that episode.
Yes. Also, what I also really like, though, in that episode is when Prue and Phoebe are at home and then Cole's at the door and then they open up and they are like, he's like, can I use your bathroom? And then number one and number two.
Number two. No, that is a, it's a great episode. It's such an awesome episode because it's got such powerful and emotional scenes in it with Piper. But then the comedic scenes of Phoebe and Prue
are amazing.
Balance it all out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a really well done episode, that one.
Yeah.
And then season three, we also have Blinded by the White Lighter, which is another fan favorite. It is one of mine. It's such a great episode.
It's a great episode. It's definitely one of my favorites. Like, I love everything. I believe that from season three on, they did more comedic episodes. Yeah. Like, there was more humor in it. Like, not that they were boring before, but they're like, definitely episodes that you put on to laugh, and then episodes to watch, action episodes, like where they are like really fighting and stuff, you know. So
I think they definitely came and they had come into themselves a lot more in season three, and gave a lot more of their own direction in some of the episodes, especially. The only one thing that I have to say about that Blinded by the White Lighter episode is that we never got to hear the White Lighter East speak again.
No, which, by the way, I am fine with, but it was just it was just so weird. No, you do hear it. You do hear it. You hear it in Oh My Goddess when Leo orbs or Chris orbs to the elders. You can hear the clickety-clack. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I don't ever watch that episode.
Because it makes you cry.
I refuse. Yes. But also, that episode just, it makes me cry. And the way Leo leaves Piper, I'm still heartbroken over that. And I'm still furious at Chris for that.
For that, yeah.
I still have not forgiven him.
But I think that episode in season five where we get introduced to Chris is what made basically everyone hate the Chris character in season six, because it's just, no,
Yeah.
No. But now that you have watched it and you know what why he is doing it, you're still like, no, it's not okay. I get why you're doing it, but it's not okay. Like, you want to be born, but you also are the reason who, you know, why your parents split up. So no, just no.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I'm jumping ahead here, but anyway.
Yeah.
yeah, that whole Chris thing and those first couple of episodes of season six, where he's fully like hating on Leo and doing everything he can to keep Leo away, which I understand, but he doesn't see what he's doing to Piper by keeping Leo away like that.
Yeah.
And that's what really gets me, is that those two they're just meant to be. They're meant to be, and you can't keep them apart. And the way he was doing that, like that episode, the second episode of season two, or the second half of the Valhalla episode.
Oh yeah, season six.
Yeah, where Phoebe takes on Piper's feelings.
Yeah.
And just lets it all at Leo, and then Piper's just left standing there, just like absolutely broken behind Phoebe. And I'm just like, this is all Chris.
Yeah.
This is all goddamn Chris.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. So the
wedding episode?
Yes. I watched that recently, and it's a, although I've said it before, what I don't like is that this is what I liked why Prue died, because it wasn't always Prue-centric, the episodes. Like, yeah, even Piper's wedding, like there are a lot of episodes that are centered for other people, but it's always going to come back around to Prue. So I love the Piper and Leo wedding episode. Like, I'm glad it finally happened. I'm glad Mom came back. I'm glad Gramps came back, you know, and Victor, like, yeah, that they were all there. Like, the family is complete. But of course, Prue has to mess it up, which is something I'm like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have expected that day could have gone on without a hitch like that. And even if you did have to have a demon in it, which it's charmed, so every episode has a demon,
yeah,
it was maybe something that they could have done, you know, vanquish them in the morning and they still got married in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But yeah, having Prue wreck the wedding like that, that was really, really harsh. One thing I love about that episode is when Victor finds out that Leo's a white lighter.
That's the episode before, I believe, or after. No, that's the episode before. That's the good, the bad, and the cursed.
Oh, it is too. I'm getting my episodes mixed up here.
It's late. It's bedtime for you, so it's okay.
But that's all right. okay, well, wedding episode, favorite line in that episode from Piper in her wedding vows: I was born to love you.
And I always will. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, both of their vows, and then the heart to the body to the always and forever.
I
so motivated.
Love that. When I get married, I want that to be my ceremony.
Same.
That is how I would, like, ever since I have seen the episode, I've been like, if I ever get married, that is how I want to do it.
Yeah. So boyfriend of mine, if you're listening to this, because I'm gonna make you listen to this, that's what we're gonna do. Okay.
I'll come and be the
yes,
priestess.
You will be the high priestess. Yes.
Yeah. I'll come and be Grams, but yeah, in like real life.
In real life, yeah. Yeah, don't be dead. Don't. No. Not that we're engaged at the moment, but oh well, you know. Anyway, a guy can dream, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's the wedding episode, really.
Yeah, that's the end of the episode. They get married, and then the next episode is where they go up to the elders again, and then they come back with an awful lamp.
That light.
Yeah.
And that's the start of season four, right?
No, that's also season three.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because Prue's still there, and then Inspector Davidson gets killed, and Prue meets the Angel of Death in that episode. And then
from that moment on,
it isn't much Piper and Leo anymore after the wedding. It's more Phoebe and Cole, because he comes back, goes to the Brotherhood, you know, kills an innocent woman, Prue dies, and then we go into season four. Also, what we forget for season three is the Banshee episode. The episode before, where Piper gets her new power and she can blow stuff up, and that they basically want to go to France.
Oh, the passport scene.
Yeah, to the Champs-Élysées. And
La Tour Eiffel. That is, where is the Eiffel Tower?
In my dreams, if we don't get you a passport.
Honey, we don't need a passport to honeymoon in Paris. With the blink of an orb, we can be sipping champagne at the Champs-Élysées.
Which is also when I find a great scene as well, because Piper is doing something to his death certificate that he is 50 years younger.
Yeah.
Which is a fun scene. It's a fun Piper and Leo stuff.
Yeah. And they also move in together once they get married, don't they?
Yeah, they want to move in together in Pre-Witched.
Yeah.
But eventually they don't, because Piper finds a bottle from Gramps. So, which is, I believe that's the potion to bound their powers.
Yes. Ooh. Oh.
Which
it's what Grams took.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense, because she made the potion. Oh no, it does make sense. Because she wanted to give them that potion so that they wouldn't get their powers, but because she died on the stairs when she just made the potion, they got the powers anyway. So then we go into season four, which isn't really a huge Piper and Leo season.
Not really. It's just the
except for the fact that they wanted to have children, and Piper found out that it was quite impossible to get children.
Yeah, and then there is some, you know, good scenes in season four, definitely. Once they decide they want to have a baby, I like the fire starter episode.
Yeah,
That's a good episode. I like that one.
Yeah.
And when the episode that they are trying to kill the source, and he's got the dark lighter to poison Leo and Paige.
Yeah.
There's some pretty powerful scenes in that episode with Piper and Leo.
Yeah.
And when he's dying on the couch, and Piper's just saying, you know, I'm not leaving you. And you know, you're not gonna die because I won't let you. Pretty powerful stuff.
Wow, pretty powerful. But yeah, other than that, Leo, season from Brian, I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And also, I think Saving Private Leo is a good
That's a great episode, that one.
Yeah.
I mean, there weren't many episodes that was obviously Charmed is about the girl, so there weren't many episodes that had a focus on Leo only. But the couple of episodes that do focus around Leo are really, really good, like that one. And you know, there's obviously ones later on in the season series.
Yeah. So then basically we go on to season five.
Yeah, I mean, the only other big thing that comes out of season four is at the end they find out she's pregnant.
Yeah. Which is fun.
Yeah.
Although I was like, okay, how are they going to do that? Like, at that point, we didn't know the baby had powers.
Mm.
I did like the fact that they made Piper invincible. Like, no, not invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah, invincible.
Yeah, because he had the shield.
The shield, and it was like, I absolutely love the fight scene between Piper and Cole in the attic, which is amazing.
That is one of my favorite scenes to watch the episode. Yeah. And you know, Piper's there. She's in her black t-shirt. She's in her jeans and boots. And she just looks amazing. She looks the part. She looks like a badass. Yeah. And she's just like, dude, bring it on. And just just freezes him until he explodes.
Yeah, I love it. It's amazing. Although, I now that I think of it, in the first episode of season 5, where she's like flipping through her baby book.
Yeah.
And then she wanted Leah to watch. And then he says, no, I've been watching you since you were a baby. And I'm like, dude, that's messed up.
That's a bit creepy.
Yes. That's really messed up.
Yeah.
I think she even says that, though. I think Piper even says something like there's a response from her where she says that. So I did like how they were already parents, in my opinion. Like after they mm-hmm. knew Piper was pregnant, they already became parents because they were, doing all sorts of stuff. Like they were doing the nursery and, you know, it was just all fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the power swap episode in that one.
Yes.
Siren song.
Yeah, I love that.
One of my favorite episodes to watch.
It's this, bitch.
It's bitch. Favorite line.
Yeah.
That's an awesome episode. And I like how when Piper's a white lighter and she's dealing with the charge in France, so she starts speaking French, she's like, whoa. Was that French?
Yeah. Which I think I find it more funny because we met them in Paris. Like they actually went to France and we saw them in Paris. And which is also why I like that scene in season 3 where they went to the Champs-Élysées, as Leo says it. So it's just, I found it more funny because we met them in Paris and in France. It's just, I find it fun.
That's a great episode, that one. And we have Wyatt been born in season 5. That's obviously a big episode for Piper and Leo, officially parents. Although giving birth on the dining room table, that kind of just, I don't know, creep me out a little bit. Not creep me out.
I hope they disinfected the table.
My point exactly.
Okay. Oh, the images in my head. Anyway.
I like how they named Wyatt. I think that was a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And change. Although I did like Phoebe's idea of Potter Halliwell after Harry Potter. No. I actually did like that name. I liked it.
No, I didn't. I was like, no, no.
But Wyatt was definitely more fitting for him. And I think that goes to show how much Piper loves and respects Leo.
Yeah. And also because his second name was Matthew after Paige. Mm-hmm. I think that shows that she finally accepted her.
Accepts Paige, yeah.
Accepts Paige for the sister, for being her sister, etc. You know, like, I that's my opinion. Because she wasn't on the family tree, because that's also that episode that Paige still isn't on the family tree. So... you know, and like now she is there twice, if you will.
It was a perfect name for him.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I like the episode.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I just said like the episode after with the crone. That's actually one of my favorite episodes.
I love the crone. We should have seen her more. Like she was.
Yeah.
I didn't like how they vanquished her because she's this powerful being. Like she's really powerful. Like everyone in the underworld is scared of her because she is the crone and so powerful. And then they vanquish her. So easy. I would have liked to be, if she was like the big bad for the end of the season, I would totally buy it.
Yeah, no, I really wanted more of her because we got two episodes of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted more of the Crone. I liked that character and I would have liked to have seen her in more episodes. Because while she was an enemy of the Charmed Ones, she was also a little bit of a, not protective, but she wasn't out to harm Wyatt.
No.
She wasn't out to get him or hurt him. She was there to...
She wanted a vision from him to see what the future was like. What she could expect. What I do like is that it gave the viewers something. Like the audience, we got, like she says, so much power, which is something I liked because that's something that came back for season 6.
How do we go to season 5?
Well, season 5 is after, because the episode after Baby's First Demon, you get Lucky Charmed, which what I like is that they showed the aspect that parents fight. You fight, you don't sleep enough, you know, you have, you know, those struggles, if you will. And I think that's really good that they showed that. Cat House is the episode after where they go therapy. It's a great episode. I love that episode.
Yeah, me too. That's a very truth-telling episode, that one.
Yeah.
I think. You know, you get to see Piper and Leo through the ups and downs and the hard moments. And at the end of it, they are still there. They're not perfect, but they're there.
Yeah.
And they are willing to work on each other. Yeah. And I think in a relationship, that's all you could ever hope for, is that your partner is there, and that you work through stuff together.
And talk, like communication is the most important thing, something that showed.
Yeah, and that they realized at the end of it that while they were being a witch, a mum, a white lighter, an angel, a dad, they realized that they had forgotten who they were as husband and wife.
Yeah.
And that's what they had to get back to. And I think we do see that for the next kind of few episodes. It's one of my favorite episodes of season 5.
Yeah, same.
Is that one there.
And I also like Sense of Sensibility. But it's just because it's a funny episode.
With the Crone.
With the Crone, it's just a funny episode. Yeah. And then I think there isn't really much Piper and Leo anymore.
They are there,
but it's not really Piper and Leo centric, except for the season finale where Chris comes in and Leo becomes an elder. Which I can see.
They can't see me, but I'm shaking my head right now.
Yeah. we're just going to skip that episode and let's just start with season 6. They do have a powerful scene together. Like, I love the scene where she, you know, lets go of being a goddess. And that's a really powerful scene.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And Holly's acting in that scene is phenomenal. Like, it's absolutely amazing. I 100% understand why it's probably a lot of fans' favorite season finales. One of their favorite season finales. It is such a powerful episode. But me personally, it's one that I can never watch. I don't even watch the first half of it. I literally don't ever watch that season finale. That final scene when they're up in the clouds, it's too raw. It's too emotional for me. I just, I feel everything. And I mean, obviously I've never been in a situation like that, but that is how amazing the acting is. And also how we see at the start, how Piper and Leo have literally touched everybody. Like, and that's how touched I am by them, is that I can't watch that scene.
But it's also, I think, because we've been through their love story, you know, like we've been through all the struggles they had to overcome to, you know, eventually get married or to get together, you know, anyway. And then they finally got together. They wanted children. They weren't, didn't, you know, it wasn't supposed to happen. And then it did happen. And then you finally see that they found a way to work around that, like they are like together again, and then they split up.
But that's what happens in every TV show, right? There's like, there's never ever just a happy ending. There always has to be bumps in the road. But I can't deal with the feels of that episode. It's too surreal,
So we go into season six. Leo is missing. He did something to Piper's memory. But because Chris sent him away to Valhalla, the spell is just getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, he didn't get to control it.
No. I do believe that season six isn't really Piper and Leo centric. It's really Chris centric,
but Chris,
Chris eventually we find out that he is the second son for Piper and Leo, like his wife's brother. After that, it becomes more Piper and Leo because they have split up. They need to get back together for Chris to be born.
There's still some really really fun and cool Piper and Leo moments in this season. A couple of my favorites are when in the genie episode when she puts Piper and Leo under the sleep spell and they're on the couch sleeping. And then the genie kills the charm ones and Piper dies, and she's floating above her and she calls out to Leo and he, you know, puts his hand over her and heals her in his sleep. That's a favorite scene season.
I think it also shows how strong their love is.
It's their connection.
It's their connection is just so strong. It's just not, you know, you just can't, you know, break them apart.
You can't.
Because they always come back together. That's just basically
That's them. And another episode that I actually really like one is the spider demon episode.
Oh, yes.
When Leo finds out that Chris is his son. That's a good episode. I like that. That's a very, the scene between Chris and Leo in that one is very real.
It's very real, and I think everyone can relate to Chris. Like, I think, I mean, not that I wanted to beat up my parents, but I think everyone can relate to the fact that you're just so pissed at your parents. I think that's what made it so relatable and so real.
I really liked that episode. And from there, that's where we start to see Leo come back a bit more and be more of a dad and be part of the family again.
And then at the end of season six, Chris dies, killed. Well, I don't know.
future Chris disappears. Baby Chris is born and then future Chris comes back
in season seven.
So
but because he killed Gideon, that's a struggle that's a struggle he has when we go into season seven, and he wants a revenge on Barbara's because he helped Gideon.
Yeah, and that's some key moments there for Piper and Leo, because it's really testing them, because Piper's the only one that knows what Leo is going through.
Yeah.
And that he killed the elder and that he's after Barbas. So she's his rock.
Yeah.
She's there for him she said to comfort him in magic school and when he's upset. Yeah, it's a very what's the word? I can't think. I don't know. I'm tired.
I don't know either.
But season 7, I mean, this is probably one of my most favorite episodes of the entire series, and it is the 7-year witch.
Yeah.
When Cole comes back to make Piper realize the love between her and Leo. And
how strong that bond again, actually
how
is.
Strong that bond is, that connection is there. And it's that strong that it's like it's embedded in them. Like Leo is a human and he's miles and miles and miles away, but he feels Piper in him.
Yeah.
That is and that's why Piper and Leo is the essence of Charmed. That's why they are the storyline that fans probably love the most, is because their love was real and you can't deny that.
No, I agree. Yeah, there's nothing much to add. It's just, you're right. Yes.
Yeah. And I loved the Cole and Piper scenes.
Yes. I loved it. Yeah.
It was so good. It was, definitely one of my top 5 episodes of the entire series.
Yes. Yeah, for me too. I love it. And it just, like you said, it just really shows the connection between Piper and Leo and their love for each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just, a powerful Piper and Leo episode, if you will.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of like the most pivotal moments of their journey. I'm really glad that they did it.
Yeah, and of course he becomes mortal again after that episode, which he stays for the remainder of the series.
Yeah.
So which is also nice to see the adjustment they had to make. You know, like Piper was always used to Leo having powers, and Leo was used to having powers. So
Yeah, it's like that in that episode, the morning after he's lost his powers and he's turned human, and you know, they wake up for breakfast and the kids are crying. So he's like, oh, you know, I'll get one kid, you get the other, and then we'll do pancakes for breakfast. Or,
yeah.
You know, like that little bit of that normal life Piper had been dreaming about.
Oh, yeah, for forever. So long. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a nice way to, you know, finish it off, so to speak. You know, they've come full circle, they've had all these hurdles, they've had all these obstacles they've had to jump across, and you know, they were together, they were separated, and then they found their way back to each other, and it seems like it's normal.
Yeah, because I think that happens, like even if you if you're normal people, if you will, you find you have struggles, and you maybe have look at Ross and Rachel. I mean, it's totally different, but they were like together for a few seasons and then they break up, and then at the end they are still together because they are each other's soulmates. That's the same with Piper and Leo. They are each other's soulmates.
They're each other's lobsters.
Yeah, yeah, they are each other's lobsters, for sure. Yeah, so basically, in my opinion, the rest for season 7 isn't really Piper Leo-centric. Like, it's, of course, they have to use to the fact that Leo doesn't have powers anymore, and That Leo, he does want to do something with his knowledge for magic, so he becomes the headmaster for magic school when he takes over for Paige. But that's basically it.
No, there's not much else to season 7, Piper and Leo after that.
And then we have season 8, which
really is just
Biacon
Leos.
Yes. That should basically be the only episode we should talk about, because in my opinion, the episodes before, you have episode 6 where everything is fine between Piper and Leo, and then you have season or episode 7 or 8, I don't know, and suddenly they are fighting. They are like fighting over everything, and everything is messed up again, and whatever, blah 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 blah. And then 2 episodes after, everything is okay, and then he dies. He's frozen.
Yeah, it was a bit all over the place in that last season there. And I don't like Leo's, I don't like Leo's haircut in that season either.
I like it at the end, like the final 2 episodes were like, okay, but the longer hair, I was like, no.
Yeah, I was like, come on, Piper, how have you not got the hair clippers out yet?
And freeze his hair and cut his hair. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, Viacon Leo's super emotional episode. And again, you know what? It's actually one of my favorite episodes.
It is.
I cry without fail every time before he gets turned into an ice cube.
Yeah.
Just
Holly's acting is so on point in that episode. It's just she is so good, like hands down, like hallelujah,
mind blown good. Like,
yeah,
that's it's almost making me like come into tears just thinking about it. It's so emotional, and I just love watching it, and it's because of her acting.
Yeah.
It's
for sure.
It's and I think that, you know, again, that episode just reinforces the connection and bond between them.
Yeah.
You know, Piper does absolutely everything in her power to not have Leo die.
Yeah.
You know, the scene when she's in the hospital after he's been in the accident. And she freezes the entire room because she's just so emotional and she's so worried for Leo.
Is, I think, also very relatable to people. Yeah. Like when you have a loved one, whether it's your partner or, you know, whatever, who has been in an accident, you're in the hospital, that you, I would like to freeze sometimes stuff, like that you're like, okay, just let me be for a moment, let me, you know, get everything in my head and then freeze the room. So I think that's really relatable also.
Yeah, definitely. I really love this episode. I do. Well, I don't like that it's the last episode that we see Leo in until the final one,
the final 2. Yeah. Although, but what I did like is that eventually in also season 8, that they have the episode where the 2 students from magic school for the demon, and that Piper says at the end, "From I think Leo is here after all, like watching. He did help me watching, you know." And that also shows how powerful their bond is, and that Piper basically forgot that because he wasn't there anymore. You know, because they he was helped. In the ice cube, and
they helped her remember Leo and his strength.
Yeah. So then he comes back for the final 2 episodes, although he's only in the final 3 minutes for the second to last episode. But he for the entire final episode of the series, he was there. And it's just I love that they chose to have Piper and Leo do the saving, if you will, like to go back in time. That it's just, I like that.
Yeah, and it again, like it just, it comes back to I think that, you know, that's them showing and saying to us, hey, we know that Piper and Leo are the heart of the show for you guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to let them have, you know, have the glory of this final episode and save, you know, save everyone. This season finale is probably one of my favorites.
I really like it.
It's has everybody in it
except for, but I
do like it, and yeah,
and that you can finally see that Piper and Leo have their happy ending.
Like, they got their happy ending.
They finally got their happy ending.
Yeah.
And I think that's a nice thing to, you know, to say, we've done Piper and Leo. Mm-hmm. Like, the episode is done.
You know, because I don't know, I would have felt really heartbroken had the show finished and we didn't get that ending.
No, for sure. Yeah.
Because some shows do that, and you're just left with all these questions.
Yeah, but also we watched from the beginning to, like, we saw them starting, and then we wanted the happy ending. It's like watching Pretty Little Liars for 7 years to find out some sick evil twin is eventually A, where you're like, seriously? So now, since that didn't happen, we finally had Piper and Leo together. So
yeah.
I think that was good. It was a good ending, a perfect ending, if you will.
I do. I 100% agree. And I think that's why I don't feel the need to have anything further after that. I don't feel the need for there to be a series reunion or a movie or anything like that, because the way they ended it, I think, was perfect.
The way they ended it was perfect, although I would have liked to see something with Chris and Wyatt. I mean, we all know that was initially the plan, but because Supernatural had its first season, I believe, also in 2006, it didn't happen. So that's something I would have liked to see. Like, it would have been nice to see if they made cameos, you know, like, okay, Piper is here, Leo is here, you know, but not for the entire series. But for now, would I like to see a movie? Maybe. It would be nice to see a movie, but made it a movie so that Paige and Prue meet, you know, that's something I would like to see, but I don't want another season.
No, definitely not. I don't know. I'm really happy with how it ended. I mean, if something came out, of course I'm all over it, and I would love it and watch it over and over and over.
Yeah.
But I'm also completely 100% okay with how it ended, and happy to leave it at that, really.
Yeah, but it's also, if I look at the comics, which is basically where they picked up where the show left off, I don't like what they did in the comics. I don't like how they brought Prue back. I don't like what they, you know, I really don't like it. Did I read them all? Yes. But it's just not, no, I don't like it.
So
that's why I won't like another season, but I think I would like to have a movie.
Yeah.
Although a movie is basically just a two-part episode, but
just watch Forever Charmed 1 and 2.
Yeah, exactly.
There's your movie.
Yeah. So now that we've become to the end of the episode, I have a question I ask to everyone. So I'm going to ask it to you as well. What is it that made you fall in love with Charmed so much? And I know it's late, so I'm sorry.
That's all right. Um, Well, when I started, when Charmed aired, I was 14, 15, and I was, I was not getting into, but, you know, the internet has just coming in at that time, and had just come in at that time, and I was starting to do, you know, a little bit of like Google type search on spells and stuff like that, you know, because, yeah, you know, me and friends at school would find these spells online that, you know, would take to school and try to do and that sort of thing. And when this, and when the show started advertised as being about witches, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And it was actually my mum that said, oh, there's a new show starting tonight. It's called Charmed. It's got Shannon and Alyssa and Holly in it. And we're going to watch it. And we watched it. And then we watched it every week together. And I think that's what made me fall in love with it, is that it was something that I could enjoy with like my mum and my younger sister. And eventually I ended up, you know, relating to the characters. First off I thought I was so much like Prue and then I tried convincing myself that I was more like Piper, but at the end of the day I actually am a lot like Prue, so
I know.
So yeah, I think that's probably what made me fall in love with it, was that it was something that I could watch with my family and I could relate to on certain levels.
It's also because of the writing, I believe. Like the characters were written so good. Like I think everyone can relate, yeah, to one of the sisters. Obviously, I relate to Piper the most, but you know, it's because of how it's written that you can relate, yeah, to every character.
Yeah, absolutely. And then over time, I just fell in love with like the girls themselves even more. You know, like I mean, you know, Shannon and Holly and Alyssa. You know, over time, I just begin to love their acting and how they brought the sister bond to life. So yeah, and it's a show that's given me so much more than just TV.
Yeah. Oh, I can relate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have a huge group of friends because of it. So, and we're like all over the world, and sometimes, yeah, we meet each other. But, you know, it's just, yeah, it brought us much more than just a TV show to watch.
It's given us like, what, you know, lifelong friends. We've created memories that will last forever. So many of us have traveled to so many places all around the world. I mean, flip, I get on a plane and fly 24 hours to go and see the girls for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah, it's brought so much more into our lives that none of us could have ever predicted,
no,
or imagined it would. And for that, I'll forever be grateful for this TV show. And yeah, as I say, even though it's, you know, even though unfortunately it's not something that I, you know, I get a chance to watch a whole lot anymore, when I do, it's just, it feels like home. You feel safe, you feel at home, and it just, yeah, makes me grateful for everything that I've been able to do, everyone I've been able to meet, because of the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. No,
not too bad for 10 o'clock at night. No.
Well, then there's nothing left to say for me then. Thank you. Thank you for joining me.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
It was really fun. You guys should all stick around because she will be back for another episode. with a lot of other people, but I'm not telling you anymore. Yes. So I will see you all, hear you all, speak to you all next week on a brand new episode. Bye.
Bye.